Shalom Aleichem, everyone. So now we get to Zichronus. Rashi says in Emor, the pasuk says Zichron Trua. On Rosh Hashanah we should have a Zichron Trua. Rashi says Psukei Zichronus, Psukei Shoifrus, LeHazkir Hakeda, Hakedas Yitzchok Shekarov Tachtoi Ayu. So Rashi says that the type of Zichron Trua is the Psukei Zichronus and the Psukei Shoifrus, which are to remind us of the Akedas Yitzchok, Shekarov Tachtoi Ayu. This Rashi needs a biur. And Mitz Hashem, next week we'll see the biur. We're not going to explain the Rashi properly this week. There's a klal gadol in Rashi, Pirush Rashi al Chumash. Rashi says that ani lebasi ela lefarish pshuto shel mikra. Rashi says that his pirish is only pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra, Rashi defines, is dova dova aloifanoi, the flow of the words. So Rashi says many times that he didn't come to bring you medrashim, and there are some times that Rashi says, very sosom Rashi's, where Rashi says that there's lots of medrashim on this pasuk. Vani lo bosi levarish pshuto shel mikra. So you have to know, what is that Rashi referring to? Well, you can say that on every single pasuk in Chumash, there's lots of medrashim. Well, why is Rashi, a few psukim says, there's lots of medrashim, but I only came to explain pshuto shel mikra. But al koponim, we can believe Rashi. Rashi says that pirush Rashi on the Chumash is pshuto shel mikra. So now, how is Zichron Trua, that it means Psukei Zichronus and Psukei Shoifres, that is Pshuto Shel Mikra. That needs a bill. Why is that Pshuto Shel Mikra? And more than that, the Mefarshim ask a big kasha. The Gemara says at the end of the Masechta Rosh Hashanah that if a person is a big Am Haaretz and he doesn't know how to daven, and he doesn't have a shofar, he lives in a place where there's no shul, nobody has a shofar, and there's nobody who can be moitzi him with malchus aruchos and shofars. He has a choice. He can go to one city which has a shofar but doesn't have anybody who knows malchus aruchos and shofars. Don't forget, in the old days there wasn't printing, not everybody had machzorim. And it was very shaykh that you could have a community where they did not know, they didn't have a machsa, nobody had a machsa there. And we made it, they couldn't have anybody who could say, Malchus Aruchos and Shoifres, but they have a shoifer. On the other hand, if you go to another place where they have somebody who does know Malchus Aruchos and Shoifres, and they could be moitzi him with Malchus Aruchos and Shoifres, but they don't have a shoifer, where should he go? Gemara says it's possible that you should go to the place with the shofar, because shofar is the araisa, or malchus aruchos and shofars is only with the rabbanon. So that's klor. That's possible that the mitzvah the araisa on Rosh Hashanah is tkiya shofar, and malchus aruchos and shofars is only the rabbanon, which makes the Rashi that says zichron trua is psukei zichronus and psukei shofars even harder. So tell me. That he could be an asmachta, the Chazal darshan from this pasuk, fine. But you tell me, I'm only coming to Pshuto Shemikra. Pshuto Shemikra of Zichron Truah is Psukhi Zichron, Psukhi Shoifros. That needs a big, very big deal. But Ka'omo, let's leave that for next week. But this week, I want to say, well, what does Rashi say? That Psukhi Zichron is Psukhi Shoifros are to be mazkir Akedas Yitzchok. So we see from that that the yesoid of Zichronus and Shoifrus is the Akedah. The shtickle problem is, if we'll go through the psukim of Zichronus, they're not masking, there's not one pasuk that talks about the Akedah. So how the psukim Zichronus masking the Akedah? And who adin the psukim shofros? Psukim Zichronus, psukim shofros, the haski Akedah Yitzchok shekarav tachto ayil. So you could say, okay, maybe shofar, because shofar, there was an ayil in the Akedah, they were back of an ayil, and the ayil has a keren, and the keren is a shofar, so the shofar is masking Akedah. But the Maaser Rashi says, it's psuki zichronus, psuki shofros, and the psuki shofros don't talk about the Akedah either. So what's going on over here? Now, if you remember the first week, you've probably forgotten, but I told you the first week in the Brisa, which we saw, it says, in Rosh Hashanah, Imre Lefane Machiz Grosso Shaifras, said that it's a hemshech of why we're Makriv Oimer on Pesach, and Shnei Alechim on Shavuos, and Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. And the yesod of that is that we want a bracha in these inyonim, so we makriv a carbon from what we want a bracha. And the idea of a carbon is to be makariv this inyon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say the tvua all comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we give the very first Oimer, we give the first tour to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say the tour is yours, and then we'll get a bracha in the tour, and we eat from the Shiraim. We give Shtei Alechem, which has to do with Peres HaIlon, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get a bracha in the Peres HaIlon. We give water to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The water's all yours. We get a bracha in the thing. So I said, Lamayin said, and then according to this Yisod, on Rosh Hashanah, the Adam's Nidoin on Rosh Hashanah should be back of an Adam. And I said, this is exactly what we do. So this is the beginning, or actually in a way it's a Hemshech, because Malchus is really the beginning, but that we'll see also next week, what Malchus has got to do with all this. But Zichronus is the beginning of making the Adam a carbon. Be'etzim in the Zichronus, we make the Adam a carbon. Why? Because what we say in the Hakdamah to Zichronus, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. And on Rosh Hashanah brings everything into din and decides al ha-medina isboye omer and on ha-odom mi yichye, mi yomus mi lo nifket kayyum azeh ki zeche kol ha-yitzur lefanei chobot. Everything the Rebbeinu Shalom is zoicha. Ato zoicha maisa oilam. Ufoiket kol yitzuri kedem. Lefanecha niglu kol talumois. All hidden things are actually revealed in front of you. V'hamoin nistaros shemi bereishis. And the things that people wanted to hide away. The talumois, the things which are mimela hidden. And nistaros, the things that people wanted to hide. Made an effort to hide. But that you know all of it. Ki ein shikcha lifnei kisei kodecha, ve'ein nista mineged einecha. There's nothing which is forgotten. Every maisa, dibur, machshava, that ever happened in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. And he knows it right now. Ve'ein nista mineged einecha. And there's nothing which is hidden in front of your eyes. Everything that's made, everything that comes as a tzar of man's actions. Not only is all the past, even the future. Dahainu, everything that comes out of any maisa which a person does. The marshal. Take a very clear marshal. Reuven is Makarev Shimon to Yiddishkeit. Shimon was Fry. And Reuven's Makarev Shimon. And Shimon now gets married and makes a frum family. And Shimon's kids go to Chadorim and to yeshivas. And they marry frum. And for the next 100 doiros, at sof kol ha-doiros, at bias ha-goyel, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of frum kinderlach who come from Shimon's descendants. Shimon's descendants are all a result of Reuven being Makariv him. So when Reuven was Makariv Shimon, he wasn't just Makariv Shimon. He was Makariv Shimon and everything that happens at Sof Kol HaDoros. You take another thing. Levi is an Oni and he's starving. And his whole house is collapsing. Can't carry on. And Yehuda gives him tzedakah and mechazik him. And he gets back onto his feet. And he returns shalom v'shalva to the mishpacha. And the matzav in the mishpacha before was terrible. There was no money and everything was going gefelach. And the kids were upset and this and that. The other goodness is all could happen to the children. And now, because of Yehuda helping Levi, he gets back onto his own two feet, and he starts a business again, and he starts having a parnasa, and there's shalom in his house, and the kids grow up, and the kids are happy, and the kids get normal, and the kids get married, and v'chule. The ripple effects of that goes out of Kol HaDoros. And who adin faket? Averus can go atzof Kol HaDoros. Not always atzof Kol HaDoros. Sometimes they can go just a few doiros. Somebody says Lashon Hara and affects somebody badly and he has a hezek, and that hezek has a ripple effect. Not to mention the ruchnius effects of mitzvahs and the ruchnius effects of Averus. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Hakol Golub Yadu Lefanech Hashem Lekei Tzofa Mabit Atzof Kol HaDoros Kisavi Chog Zikara Lipoket Kol Ruach Vanevesh. When you bring the Chog Zikara, the Chog of Remembrance, the Hainu today, Rosh Hashanah, to visit or to inquire of every Ruach Vanevesh, Lihi Zocher Maisim Rabbi Vavon Brios Lein Tachlis. Mereishis kozois haidoto milafoni oisogolisa. And you were megale that this is what's going to happen on Rosh Hashanah. Zeh hayom tchilas maseh hazikaron leyom mishpat. Ki chog b'Yisrael u'mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. And we bring rayas that the Rabbeinu Shalom is zoicher everything. Rosh Hashanah is zoicher. The Maisa, when a mensch is mechazik this yisoid to himself, he be'etzim is making himself into a korban. What's a korban? A korban is you take a behemoth and you put it on the chiyus be'etzim. The ikar of the korban is the dam that you put on the mizbeach and you send the mizbeach. You send the chiyus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In be'etzim, the Ramban says that when you makriv a korban, the makriv does smicha, he leans on the head of the korban, puts all his koyach into this behemah, and then when you shecht the behemah, he should see the kilu he's being shechted, and it's kilu his chiyus which are putting on the mizbeach. Kilu he is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's being miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Rosh Hashanah, when we say zichronos, that's what we do to ourselves. We be'etzim are putting ourselves on the mizbeach of Hashem. When a person goes through the year, and he forgets HaKadosh Baruch Hu very often, and he can do averus, and averus are when he forgets HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not there, ke'ilu. Because of Rosh Hashanah, he says, yes, you were there, Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything is revealed. Everything is there. You know everything. I can't run away from you. There's nowhere I can run. You know absolutely everything. Every Maisa, Dibur, and Machshava. We say Mila Nifkan Kayuma se Kizeha Kola Yitsuna Fanecha Bo Mai se Adam Uf Kudosoi Valilois Mitzade Gover. What's Mai se Adam Uf Kudosoi? The deeds of a man and what he was supposed to do, of kudosoi, what he was charged with, to haidu, charged to be given over, the tafkid of the mensch. In other words, it's ein doimer, when you look at the maise ha'odom of a person whose tafkid was very small, to a person whose tafkid was very great. Rebbeinu Shalom looks at the maise ha'odom of every single yitzur, every goy, as well as every yid. What's the tafkid, what's the pekuda of some guy in China, a rice farmer? What was his tafkid? It was to grow rice. The world needs rice, and he has to grow rice. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom going to see how many mitzvahs he was mekayim? He does have a pekuda to keep Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, which they don't know about in China. I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I heard that the average Chinaman doesn't know the word for God in Chinese. There is a word for God in Chinese, but he doesn't know it. It's a godless country. It's been communist for years, and even the old Chinese religions were not God-centered religions, so why should they know the word for God? But Al-Gopani, they certainly don't know. The Rambam says that a guy only gets schar for mitzvah sheva mitzvah Noach if he keeps it because it's he was mitzvah in the Torah. If you don't know you're mitzvah in the Torah, even if he never stole, he's not going to get schar for that. So I'll go upon him. But once he says ketafkid, sheva mitzvah Noach, and to grow rice. Rensham's gotten to see, and I'm going to see. So, how much did he steig this year? Did he learn anything this year? How much Bittel Torah was there with this guy? How much Lashon Hara was there with this guy? Did he daven three times a day? Was he mechaven in his davening? if he grew the rice properly. Ma'ase ishuf gedasai abayit. He does a completely different tafkid. So on Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shalom looks at the yid in a very different way than the Chinaman. And each yid has a tafkid of what's supposed to do over last year. Did he do it? And how much was he? How much of his tafkid was he mekayim? V'chule v'chule. V'ali lois mitzadei gover. Pachad. Ali lois mitzadei gover means the machshavas that the person had by his, which were the reasons why he went somewhere, were the steps of a man. The cheshbonus he had for every step he took. When you went here, what were you thinking? When you went there, what were you thinking? Why did you go here and why did you go there? Absolutely everything. Machshavos Adam. Patach Beloisov. The machshavos. Machshav is a place where we think that's my Rishus HaYochid. That's where I am. When I think in my head, it's no good to anybody else. Maisa, people can see. Dibur, people can hear. Machshav, that's the core of my private life. No, there's no private life. Klapi HaKodesh Baruch Hu, there's no private life. Machshav is Adam V'tach B'loisav. The Rebbeinu Shem and Rosh Hashanah reviews all the Machshavs. Machshavs Toivos, Rachmana Litzlan, Hir Hurim. Machshavas which are also the Goyish Welt in a lot of places holds that there's a freedom of speech. That's not true Bichlal. Al Pi Torah, there's no freedom of speech. There's tons and tons of stuff you're not allowed to say. There's a lot of things you're mechuyev to say. There's no freedom of speech. You cannot say what you like. Lots and lots of Isurim in speech. The goyim never had a havamina to restrict the freedom of thought. The Torah restricts the freedom of thought. You're not allowed to think what you like. Machshavas of Kfira is also to be Ma'aleh al Alev. Machshavas of Avodah Zarah is also. Hihurim Raim, also. Thinking in Torah, mitzvahs. There's no freedom of thought either. And on Rosh Hashanah, Machshav is Adam v'tach b'loisav. Tach b'loisav means what he tried to do, what he was, what his how you say it in English, his plans that he was trying to plan to achieve, tachbulos that a person wanted, even if it might not have come out to fruition. Machshava toiva, God is shrofa tsarif lemaisa by yid. Machshava ra, not unless he was over twice. Tachbulosov. The Yitzrei Ma'alalei Ish, and the Rebbeinu Shalom takes into account the Yitzer of a person. What type of Yitzer has he got? Yes, he was over this Avera, he was over that Avera. I've had the Rebbeinu Shalom knows, he has a very big Yitzahara. I gave him this big Yitzahara. There's this massive Yitzahara for this Inyan and for that Inyan. In Mimela, he was over. So then the Avera is less Choshuv, still an Avera. Doesn't count as much as if a person Bichal didn't have a Yetzirah for this Avera, and Aval Pikein, he pushed himself and went to do an Avera. He didn't have such a Yetzirah for it. One of the Al-Chaits is Al-Chait Shechatonu B'Yetzirah. So they all ask the question, well, every Avera is with the Yetzirah. So if Oshim say, no, there is a Chait which a person is Ma'ore his Yetzirah to do an Avera. So it's not there. So if a person didn't have a Yetzer and he pushed himself to do an Avera, that's much more chomor than if a person had a big Yetzer. And the Rebbeinu Shalom takes everything into account. Dehainu, on Rosh Hashanah, the person is like an MRI in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single mashahu of the person the Rebbeinu Shalom is reviewing. That's not an Akeda. We make ourselves into an Akeda. Yitzchak was put on a mizbeach, the yid puts himself on a mizbeach. And what carbon was the arkeda? An oiler was meant to be an oiler. An oiler is kula kolil b'Hashem, kula kolil Hashem. The whole oiler, the whole animal goes up to Hashem. You have shlomim, which part of the animal goes to Hashem, and part of them goes to the kohenim, and part of them goes to the bailim, and everybody shares in this. Now on Rosh Hashanah we're not shlomim. We're in Oila. There's no Shirayim left for us. We put ourselves completely on the Mizbeach Hashem. We're transparent in front of Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what we realize in Zichronus. We do make ourselves into a cob. Next week we'll see why Shofrus is even more, makes this even more of a cob. But that's the Yisod of the Psuke Zichronus. Now the tefillah here, the tefillah of the Zichronus, is in Anitza Bior. To see what has it got to do with Zichronus. Elokeinu v'lekei avaseinu, zochreinu b'zikaron toiv lefonecha. Okay, fine, we understand that. Please be zoich as a zikaron toiv. But Amaisa, I don't understand. The Braisa said we should say Zichronus Kadesha Yale Zichronechim Lefon Eil Atoiv. The Zichron should be Eil Atoiv. Now one second, the Rebbeinu Shem remembers everything. So whatever, if he remembers absolutely everything, how can I say it should be a Zichron Toiv? Array, the mitzvahs I did, he's going to remember. That's going to be a Zichron Toiv. The Averas that a person did, they're Averas. The Rebbeinu Shem is like everything. In fact, wouldn't it be better to say Shikhas, Psuke Shikha? Wouldn't it be better to say, Ribbono Shalom, please forget much of what I did, most of what I did, and bring riyas that Ribbono Shalom forgets? You won't be able to find such riyas, but okay, but it would be nice if we could find somehow, Ribbono Shalom, please forget my Averas. So no, we say the Ribbono Shalom remembers everything, and then we come along and say, Zochreinu b'zikaron tov lefanecho, from there with gudas Yeshua v'rachamim mishmei shmei kedem. And bring a pekuda, bring a tzivui of Yeshua and Rachamim from the highest levels, Mishmei Shmei Kedem, from the highest levels of Shamayim. Uzcholonu Hashem Elokeinu, es habris ves hachesed ves hashvua, asher nishbat el Avraham Avinu Bahar HaMoriah. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember a certain bris and a chesed and a shvua which he made to Avraham Bahar HaMoriah. What are we talking about? You should see the Akedah, which Avram did. Avram was Oked at Yitzchok. The Kovash Rachamov, last son Chabalev of Shalim, and Avram conquered his Rachamim to be Mekayim Yoratzon, Belev of Shalim. So Avram stopped his Rachamim to be Mekayim Yoratzon. Then we ask, Kain yichbeshu rachamecho eskascho me'aleinu. Your rachamim should be kovish your kas. Well, I don't understand. It was just because kovish? What's in there? Avram did not go with rachamim. Avram used all his cruelty to be mekayim the Akedo. Bizchus, Avram was kovish his rachamov. Your rachamim should be kovish your kas. Pukfaket. Why shouldn't you be achzori like Avram was? Uvetuvcha agodol yoshuv charon apcha me'amcha me'ircha me'lachloseicha ve'kayim lano Hashem lekenu sadav shivtachton v'saroseicha l'deivu shavdechem pichvadechem ka'omo v'zochartelem bris rishonim asher tzeis yosam eretz Mitzrayim. Should be me'kayim that havtocha. Just so that you won't get confused on Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Yeshiva's choishesh for the shitas that you have to mention the 10 psukim are together as the psukim. And this is the 10th pasuk of Zechiras. This is the 10th one, which is from the Torah again. So we say it after the psukim, before the Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, we say, Ubesayroscha Kosuv. So don't get confused. You think that one second I've lost the place and I don't know what's going on. So that we just say that, and then we say it again in the tefillah. And by shofars, which is a problematic because there is only 3 psukim in shofar, which mentioned shofar in the Torah. So we say, but there the Gemara says that the pasuk lo hibit oven beYakov lo amol beYisrael Hashem elokav ima usruas melech boy can count 4 shofars truas melech boy count for a pasuk of shofars. So we say that pasuk as the 10th pasuk before the Elokeinu Melokei Aviseinu in shofars. The 10th pasuk, which is in the Nusach, is Ubiyom Simchasim Adechim Rosh Echachachim Skatim Echatoitzu Salad Osechim Azim Cheshal Mechem, which is Machloikis Rishonim, if that counts as a posuk for Shofers, even though it says Uskatim, but it says Uskatim Echatoitzu, not the Shofers. Meidach Gisa, the reasons why we do use that is because we darshan Malchi Zichros and Shofers from this posuk. So therefore, lechori, it is a valid pasuk. I'm complaining to be choshish, but the sheet is not like that. So we repeat, we say that the other pasuk through us melech boy. Okay, so we're asking bischus the akedah, bischus the shvur. He should remember this pasuk he should remember the bris rishonim. Ki zoyche kol hanishkoches atohu me'elam vein shikcha lifnei kisei kvadecho v'akedas yitzchok lezara hayom barachamim tizkar. Baruch Ata Hashem Zoich HaBris. Here we say Akedas Yitzchok. The Hainu, you have to understand something. In the Akedah, there are 2 Chalokim. There's Avram's Chalik and Yitzchok's Chalik. And they were very different. Avram was Mitzuveh to do the Akedah. His Nisayan was an unbelievable Nisayan. He had to bring Yitzchok, his beloved Yitzchok, who that's his whole life was about a hemshech from himself to bring Klal Yisrael, and Yitzchok is Klal Yisrael. and he only came to him when he was 100, and he has to now take him and shecht him. Shechita of human beings is connected everything that Avraham Avinu has ever taught. Avraham Avinu has to then come after the Akedah and face the world. What happened to Yitzchak? Avraham Avinu has to live with the fact that he killed Yitzchak. Now, he killed Yitzchak because he was mitzvah, it was a nevius, and he knew he was doing the right thing. But even so, he has to live with it. That nisayon is a tremendous nisayon. Yitzchak, on the other hand, also had a nisayon in the Akedah. Because Yitzchak, first of all, the nisayon of Yitzchak was emunas chachomim. Yitzchak was not mitzvah. And Yitzchak had to accept that his father knew what he was doing, that he was doing the right thing, even though everything that he was going to do was against every single thing that he'd ever taught him. May it make up. Now, one of the problems we have learning Chumash is we learn Chumash when we're little kids. The Alter from Kelm said that really you shouldn't teach. It would be good if we didn't teach children Chumash, but we have no brayra. What's the problem with teaching kids Chumash? That when you first hear the stories of the Chumash and you're 3 years old, or 4 years old, or 5 years old from the Mora or whoever you hear it from, you accept it like a little child's view of the story, and that stays with you, and it's very hard. You have to get it out of your head. When you're a little kid and you hear about a tati, Avram, shechting his son, so the little kid looks at it, and Avram's like my tati, a man of 35, whatever it is, you know, big strapping, strong guy, and Yisrael was a little tiny kid. But it's not true, Rabbi Yisrael. Yitzchak was 37 years old. He was like the kid's tati. And Avraham Avinu was 137. Much older than his great-grandfather, his little kid's great-grandfather, you can imagine. And Enoch Arami Avraham wasn't yet Zokin. He hadn't been Tovea Zikna, but he was 137 years old. Now, who's stronger than who? Mistabe Ma'oid, that if there was a fight between Yitzchak and Avraham, Yitzchak would win. And Mistabe Moed, if Yitzchak ran away, that Avraham wouldn't catch him up. Another thing, how big was the Mizbeach? So, okay, how big does a Mizbeach have to be for a little kid? You imagine it's as big as a table, right? How big does a Mizbeach have to be for a little 4-year-old kid? You lift him up and put him on a little Mizbeach this big. Lemaise, we don't know how big the Mizbeach was that Avraham Avinu built. Was certainly big enough to put a 37-year-old man on it. But how big was the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash? So you always think, okay, because since the first place you heard about a Mizbeach was probably there by the Akedah, you think the Mizbeach is a little tiny table. Well, how big was the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash? It was as big as a 3-story building. You have to realize that. To put a cow, one cow on a Mizbeach requires quite a big thing. A cow's a big thing. It's bigger than a man. And it weighs a lot more than a man. And they didn't just put one cow on the Mizbeach. They put hundreds and hundreds of cows. It was benes that they burnt up so quickly. It wasn't poshut. Al-Koponim, Yitzchak's Nisayon was to accept what his father's doing, even though he didn't have any tzivui. Now, the Medrash is an interesting Medrash. The Makar for this Shvua is in the Medrash. Here it's in Emor Parshat of Tes, and it's also in Vayera. Bachodesh Hashvi, Reb Brachia Hayakari Le Yarchad Shvuasa. The Chodesh Hashvi, Reb Brachia said, was the Chodesh of a Shvua. Shebo Nishba Kodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu Olav Hashalom. Hado Dichsiv Vayomer Bi Nishbati Neum Hashem. After the Akedah, it says that Rebbeinu Shlomo was Nishba. Uman tzorich hoya lishvua. What was the need for a shvua? Rabbi bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Omad Avraham Avinu b'tfila v'tachanun yivnei HaKadosh Baruch v'omar lefonov. Rebbeinu Shlomo. After the Akedah, Avraham Avinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch and he said the following tfila. Rebbeinu Shlomo. Golui v'yadua lefonecho b'sho shomartali kachno espincho esichitcho hoya belibi male ashivcho. V'hoya belibi maloimar. When you told me the tzivui of the Akedah, I had an answer for you. And what was my answer? My answer was, Esmol amartali ki b'yitzchok yikare lechozora. You told me b'nevuah, and a nevuah, the Novi knows it's emes. That's a t'nai in nevuah. The Novi knew, I knew, you told me, ki b'yitzchok yikare lechozora, Yitzchok is going to be the hemshech, Klal Yisrael is going to have children. V'achshav ata oimer li v'haleu sham le'oilo. And now you're telling me I should be makriv him as an oiler? That's a steer in nevuas. Ukeshem shehoyeli mal hashivcho v'kovashti yisritzri v'loy hashivoyso loy hashivoysicho. He says, Avraham Avinu said, and I could have answered you. And in Breishis, in the Medrash, it says, Veloyosisi came. I didn't tie it to you. Ela nichnasti lifnim mishuras hadin. I went lifnim mishuras hadin. Tahainu. Al pishuras hadin. Avraham Avinu had a steer in the voice. Ki bi Yitzchok yikar lechazara. Yitzchok is going to have children. He doesn't yet have children. Haleu la'oilo. It's a steer. They're both emes la'amitoi because they're both nevuas. I don't know what the pesha of the stira is. What should he do if in this situation? First of all, sheva alta se odif. Don't do anything. But I know that you told me haleu la'oilo. But on the other hand, what's the midas of Avraham telling him? The ava that Avraham had for Yitzchok. Avraham Avinu is midas achesed. His whole metzias is midas achesed. The rachamim that he had in this situation, all should dictate, don't do it. And he says, Chas v'shalom el osisi came. I went bitmimus. I don't know what the pshat is, but I know one thing. You told me haleil la'oilo. So I'm going to do that. I don't know what the pshat is. For Avraham Avinu to do the Akedah was completely lifnim mishur sadin. If he would not have done the Akedah, the Rebbe Shem couldn't have had tithes on him. If he would have come and said, listen, he told me, kibi Yitzchok l'korach hazara, sheva al tase odiv, pikuach nefesh, doesn't make any sense, haleu le'oilo, it's a steer to what you told me, klo, kibi Yitzchok l'korach, I'm not doing it. Al pidin, he would be potter. The ganze Akedah is lifnim mishur sadin. That Avraham Avinu did it. Now afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the pesha of the steerer. I didn't tell you shechtim. I told you ha'aleihu le'oilo. Lift him up and put him on the mizbeach as an oilo. Be mekadeshim b'kdushas oilo. Every oilo, once you mekadesh an animal as an oilo, then is mechayev shechita, kavola sadam, that's everything. He was about to do the shechita, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the man and said, stop! Stop! I told you, haleu le'oilo, no more. No shechita, no kabbalah sadam. Even though he said, no shechita, and Avraham Avinu says, me'uma, al ta'ase me'uma. So Avraham Avinu said, I'll make a mum. Let me just, I won't kill him, but let me just get some dam out of him and do at least zrika sadam. No, al ta'ase lo'i me'uma, al tikri me'uma, el a mum, I feel a mum, nothing. You're potter. And then Avraham Avinu saw the aisle, and took the aisle and was makriv the aisle as an oilo, and that was a tzmura of Yitzchok, was bimkom of Yitzchok, and the Medrash says that the Pesuk says it was tachas Yitzchok menoy, and the Medrash says on every pula that he did, he said he rotzin milfonech Hashem el kavi lekerem esai kilu shochatati es Yitzchok menoy, v'hi rotzin milfonech Hashem el kavi lekerem kilu kibalti es domay, v'kivu nezurakti es domay. He mamush wanted to be mekayim the tzivui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told his potter. So the Ayil was actually a kiyum of the Akeda Befoyal. The Befoyal kiyum was the Ayil. The Bekoyach kiyum was his Ratzon to do it. But, as I said, it was Be'etzim, the whole thing was Lifnim Mishro Sadin. And if he wouldn't have been Makiv the Ayil, and if he wouldn't have said those tefillahs, was Mechoyev, it wasn't Mechoyev. It was all Lifnim Mishro Sadin. That's Mitzad Avram. Or Mitzad Yitzchok. Mitzad Yitzchok was Zichel Lifnim Mishro Sadin. He wasn't Metzuvi Bichlal. Pikuach Nevesh, run away. The Medrash says the Sultan came to him and said, your father's gone Meshuggah. The old man's gone Meshuggah. It's always the taina about Gedoy Le'olam. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. And so they came and told him, he's on Meshuggah. What's the Shecht? He would go away, run away. And he went Bitzmimus. Lifnei Mishur Sadin. More than that, have you ever thought, why is it called Akedah? What's it called, Akedah? The Akedah is the important thing. What was the Akedah? The Akedah was that Yitzchak Avinu asked Avram to tie him up very tightly so that when you shecht me, I shouldn't jump. Because I might jump when a knife goes on a person's thing. It's an involuntary action. A person will jump, and I might passel the shechita, and I'll passel the whole korban. So Yitzchak asked Avram Avinu to tie him up very tightly so he shouldn't jump. Now, if he would have jumped, would it have been a tain on him? The whole Akedah, the Nekudah of Akedah, is Lifnim Mishur Sadin. And the Maril Diskin says, Pshat, with the Akedah mitzad Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Mitzuveh Ha'aleihu Le'oilah. Lift him up as an oilah, put him on the Mizbeach. But there's a problem. Halach is Chai Noises Atzmoy. If a person's alive, then you lift him, it's not as though you lifted him. You can a kid who can walk, you can carry him on Shabbos even though there's no Erev, because Chai Noises Atzmoy. But we hold that if a person's tied up, then you don't say Chai Noises Atzmoy. It's up to Maral Diskin that the Nekud of Akedah Mitzad Avram was what enabled him to be Mekayim the Tzivui Ha'aleihu Le'oilah, because he was tied up. He was Ma'alehim. Otherwise, he would have been Noises Atzmoy. Could have killed Yitzhak himself, went on the Mizbeach. Again, lifting Mishur's Hadin. If he would have picked him up like that, it would have been a tain on him. The whole Metzius of the Akedah is completely lifting Mishur's Hadin, and that's what Avram Avinu davened, and he says, "I could have patted myself for this whole tzivui, but I didn't do that." Kesheikach, kesheyu bonav shel Yitzchak, boim lidei averus uvaisim roim, tei mazgelem akedos Yitzchak avim, v'amoid mikisei adin lekisei arachamim, u'mismali aleim rachamim, t'rachim aleim etafoich loim midas adin amidas arachamim. That's the shvur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nishba, that he will see that Avram and Yitzchak went lifnim mishur sadin, u'bizchus zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go Lifnim Mishur Sadin with Bonav Shel Yitzchak. And that's what we're asking for in this tefillah. Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, zochreinu b'zikaron toiv lefanecha. Ay averus, b'zoicha az Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Go, don't go with Ashur Sadin. Just remember all the toiv. Don't go b'shur Sadin. Ufgadeinu b'kudas Yeshua v'rachum in Shmei Shmei Kedem. Uzcholanu Hashem Elokeinu es habris v'sacheses hashvur shenishbat l'Avram Avinu b'har Maria v'seiroi lefanecha akedah she'okad Avram Avinu es Yitzchak b'nei al gavei mizbeach the akedah v'kovash rachamov la'asos retzoincha b'leivav shalem la'asos retzoincha b'leivav shalem means lifnim mishur sadin as eizognim mefarshim. There's lasus u'tzoyncha b'leiv av shalem. B'leiv av shalem means no trutzim, no pattering yourself. Avram Avinu was koivish rachamov to go lifnim mishur sadin. Kein yich b'shur rachamecha es kascha me'aleinu. U'betuvcha agodl, go lifnim mishur sadin, yoshuv charen apcha me'amcha me'ircha me'nachra. Sech v'kaim lonu the bris. So is one nochak leitch we have to say. Avram, when the Fnim Mishur said in Yitzchak, when Mishur and Fnim Mishur said in, and they did against Akedo Gvaldik. How can I come along on Rosh Hashanah and be Tovea that Rabban Hashem should remember the Akedo for me? That's good that Avram and Yitzchak did it. How do I get into the picture? So there's a bris. The bris is very good, and there's the shvur, but how do we get into the picture? Terence is what we said before. When a Yid goes and on Rosh Hashanah, whether you like it or you don't like it, the Rabban Hashem is going to be zoicha everything. You can forget it. You can try and forget it. Like that Chinaman does not even know about Rosh Hashanah. But the Rebbeinu Shem is still reviewing him and every single person in the world. Kol boyonim boyim lefan of on Rosh Hashanah. But when a Yid is mazkir Rosh Hashanah and is mazkir to himself, the Rebbeinu Shem yozoicha everything, and I'm not hiding away from you, and I'm putting myself on the Mizbeach, then he's going, the Yid who says Zichronus is going lifnim Mishuras Hadin. He could run away, but he's not running away. He's saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm putting myself in your hands, completely, 100%. Every single thing, you're looking at me, and I'm completely transparent to you. I am like an Akedah. When a Yid does that, and his maskib, posuk after posuk after posuk, the Rebbeinu Shalom is zoicher, then the Rebbeinu Shalom, then he can come and be tovea, justly, the Rebbeinu Shalom should remember the Akedo, because I made myself into an Akedo. I'm an Akedo mensch. I'm a true descendant of Avram and Yitzchok on Rosh Hashanah. Next week, Shofar Sim Yetz Hashem will be the knack, and we'll see how it all fits together completely.